You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, friends.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Hi, Billy.
Greg Cody back again.
Hi, Billy.
In a lounging stance.
Again.
Oh, Greg, you look so comfy.
He's so relaxed when he's here.
I'm laid back right now.
Yeah.
Laid back, Jack.
Just try to be laid back into the microphone.
All right.
He's got it out there.
Yeah. He's okay.
Okay.
How about this table?
You could just move the microphone easier than you can.
Like, no, I think
it's can you move it? I don't think so.
I think you can at least like angle it up a little bit, maybe. That part there. Yeah.
There we go.
There.
Feel like that. Is that better?
It is
better.
All right.
You know what? I kind of want to do that too. Let me see if mine does
okay.
That.
I'm liking it. Mine I feel like I'm in a chaise lounge.
It's a good angle.
Some of the chairs are complicated here, though. Like, look at Tony. He's struggling. Yeah.
How do you feel about that seat, Greg? The normal Stugat seat.
I mean, I feel honored to be in it. You know.
I ask you this because I will. Mike Fuentes, I think, knows what I'm going to go to. Before the show today, like moments before the show today, which is, of course, Friday because we're doing this live. Oh, no, I think we're Saturday. I don't know what day it is.
Who knows?
Anyway, so moments before we started recording today, I saw Stugatz in this studio by himself, and I was like, what's going on? Like, how's it going? Good morning, whatever. And he was sitting in what would be your seat, mm-hmm. and then he said to me, I think I might sit here today. And I'm like, why would you do that? He's like, I think it's better sight lines.
On the worst possible day.
Like. I just want to try it. I just want to sit here today. And I was like, what are we doing? We're just changing things just for the sake of changing things, like right before the show starts, just to kind of throw things off. So now I'm wondering, now that you've sat in his seat, if you feel comfortable in that seat as opposed to your normal seat.
I'm comfortable over there where I usually sit, but I can tell you this is a better sight line.
I'll say this.
This is much better.
It's just, the day he picks to do it is the only day there's someone certainly in that seat.
It's just to complicate things. but this seat is more molded, the desk anyways, for a person's body,
yeah,
where that
here.
One is going more towards in towards you.
Yeah, plus here, like, I don't have to crane my neck to see the gall darn clock.
Yeah.
You know, I can simply look up. I can see the clock right now.
You can always look up. Yeah.
Nah, but it's different. When you're sitting here, Chris, you don't get it until you sit here.
Thank
you. When you're having a conversation with somebody across the way, it's like a 45-degree neck turn.
That's the idea.
If you got a bad neck,
it's all by design to make you fail, Greg. Yeah, it's all by design.
I know. It's a conspiracy.
The cards are stacked against you.
It's a conspiracy, I'm telling you.
Hmm. Guys, I have a follow-up from last week's Mystery Crate, because last week...
What did we talk about?
Well, I'm going to get to it. Oh. So last week, I got the most feedback on Twitter that I've ever gotten for a Mystery Crate in a really long time. Mm-hmm. Like, people were saying, hey, tell me this, tell me this, tell me this, tell me this, tell me this. Because something happened with Mike Fuentes last week that caused a lot of reaction, and I'm wondering if he knows what this
was
is in reference to.
Yes, you were here.
Well, what are we talking about? I don't remember.
He's talking about the Scarface take.
Oh, buddy, do I have something for you?
So why are all these people coming at me through you guys?
Well, no, nobody
what
said
do you
it
think,
to me.
What do you think they're saying?
I don't know. It must be negative. I
Well, for those who weren't listening last week, what was your take?
Oh, it's a bad movie.
Okay.
It's very quotable movie, but very bad. It's not a good movie.
I went back and I watched it.
Scarface?
From
last
Saturday.
Week to this week?
Yeah, on Saturday. Subconsciously. I totally forgot about Mike's terrible take. So subconsciously, something in me was like, oh, why don't we watch Scarface today? So Saturday morning, played my hoops in the morning, came back home, and it was like 11:30, and I was like, you know what? Let me throw on Scarface. My wife's doing some errands around the house. She's going around to Target, different places. I'm like, I can throw this on, have some lunch, and watch a classic.
Wait, you watched this entire thing without thinking one time about Mike
Fuentes? Not thinking once about Mike
Fuentes. That's a lie.
I swear to God. I didn't even know that you guys had I totally forgot about it.
Well, okay, I will say that was not the take that he gave that people reached out to me on behalf of. So it seems like you just had two
Terrible takes.
What was the other one?
This one you weren't in here for, which is why I didn't share the situation. Do you know what I'm talking about now?
Oh, now I get it.
Is this the barber take?
Yes.
This is about your barber. So last week I said
it's not a take as much as it is a situation that he's trying to get at.
So we're doing this? We're doing it.
Well, no, we're not doing it.
I don't know. So I said
names
that
will be withheld.
I had information about Mike Fuentes and his barber, and then I stopped myself because he wasn't here, and I said it's not for me to tell that story. And I had no less than 27 people reach out to me and say, what's the Mike Fuentes barber story? And here's the thing. I don't know the name of your barber, so I wasn't sure if maybe your barber was trying to sneak in and get me to tell the story to your barber.
Which one?
A lot of conspiracies. Which, I have multiple, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Which one reached out?
I have like three. Yeah.
You got three?
Yeah, I got
it. I don't like that. You know. What?
That's a safer thing now, because now we can admit that you definitely don't like one of them.
Yeah.
He doesn't like two of them.
Why should you have three?
No, no. Well, because one guy, very hard to get an appointment with.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of these app things, but every time I look at it, his like next available appointment is like 4 weeks down the line.
Same.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
and then
my guy, like, it's hard to get.
That's why you got
to
have a relationship with the guy where you can text him and be like, brother, I need you to fit me from 115 to 130, and then you got a gap. My haircut's quick. Let's roll.
This is the same guy I gave to Cougs. And
no wonder.
But he never seems to have this problem. But then the thing is, like, this guy, he does women's hair. Mm-hmm. And I totally understand.
He's more of like a salon barber than he is a
stylist.
He can do two women, and he'll make like $700. He's like wasting his time with us. Because he'll make like $50 off us, so it's not really worth his time. He'd rather do like multiple female clients. I totally understand.
So he's leaving you on red.
Basically. And then I'll ask him.
You're like, hello?
Hey, man, come on. I really got this thing Saturday. He'll ghost me. And then all of a sudden, he'll show up out of nowhere, like sending me an Instagram DM. Oh, man, you see this thing that happened in XYZ Sport? I'm like... You know,
like, brother,
this person's gonna know you're talking about them now, though.
Exactly,
you're giving a lot of details.
Yeah, but he'll just laugh it off. He's not like that.
Okay,
that was a little accent there.
Yeah. And you have two other.
Yeah, then my other guy is the guy in question, and then the other guy is the emergency guy who I only ask him to do like very specific
things. We all have the emergency guy.
The emergency guy. Yeah.
Well, not all of us.
No, I don't have one barber at the moment.
But
Greg,
Tony,
Greg, you have an emergency guy.
But if you happen, if this guy was like, I'm out of town.
No, I don't have. No,
I'm out of town.
Now, what do you do?
No, there's nothing.
But like, what if he's out of town?
He's not. He's always there. He is always there.
You're not going to play my game with me.
No, because it's never happened. I've been going to him since 2014, and there has been not
this
one
guy needs
moment.
To take a vacation.
I agree. I was thinking about that the other day, actually. Funny enough, I was like, he owns the barbershop, so I'm like, man, this guy's got to take a week off here and there. But
bring him. Aren't you going on one soon? Bring him.
Yeah, take him on vacation.
I'll talk to him about it.
You have been underpaying him for 7 years
now,
so you should take him on a vacation.
That's why he can't afford a vacation.
Tony hasn't been paying.
Wow.
So many people have reached out to me saying,
you're
100% right.
Of course, you're always right.
That's not about me being
honest. Tony, it's like there's not a right or wrong. There could just be, you could be like, I'm going to give this guy more now because I appreciate him. And
you throw him extra now and then.
Inflation, bro.
Yeah,
cost him $15 to drive to the... Wherever the hell you get your haircut.
What are you talking
about? And the guy owns the barbershop.
He owns the shop.
His overhead must be crazy. Tony's still stiffing him.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Can I just say...
His rent's probably $1,500 a month, and you're paying him $15.
It's definitely more than that. It's definitely more than that if he's running a business. I'm glad that you said that a lot of people have reached out to you and told you that you are right always, because...
I didn't say always.
Earlier today...
I said in a specific... There's a lot of people that reach out to me and tell me how wrong I am. So it's this specific thing. A couple people reached out, and they were like, hey, look... You are grandfathered in. You bring other clients here. You've done a lot of promotion for this person. Wow. Like your grandfather.
You haven't promoted the
price.
Person once. You
what
just
you
keep saying
about?
You haven't said the person's name, where they work. You haven't promoted
that's
the person once.
That's not true. You listen back to last week and weeks prior where I've said Lucas Rodriguez 5-star cuts. 100%.
I was about to say, it's a good time to say it right now.
I've said it.
I was trying to set
times.
Him up.
He
didn't have to get defensive.
I'm not defensive.
He did cut Mike's hair.
He cut Mike's hair
here?
On the show.
Yeah. He's the one that gave him the bald.
The bald.
Oh, the fine bump. The bald. Okay. So we were talking earlier, and we had an idea for a segment.
You had an idea for a segment.
Oh, okay.
It was you and Taylor more specifically.
Oh, boy.
So there's an idea
for... Is this a segment we want to pitch to Cougs or no?
No,
Cougs involved,
though. Cougs is supposed to be in this segment.
I heard about this. It sounds like a good show.
Okay, so...
Yeah, this guy knows.
I texted Tony.
I don't know if you're going to like this.
I texted Tony, and I said, Tony, come in with a bunch of facts today.
Yeah, he said that. I was working out. I was like, I don't know what this guy's trying to say.
Did you bring in your facts? Do you have facts? Just at the top of your head?
Yeah, I got it.
At the ready.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Because the name of this segment, Greg, and you might find this interesting, I found out, and it's a segment that stars Tony, it stars Mike Fuentes, and it stars Cougs, who hasn't been on the air and doesn't want to be on the air. And today when I pitched this segment, said no, he would not be part of this segment.
Okay.
It's called the Know-It-Alls. And the way that the Know-It-Alls works
is... I hate this segment.
The
told you.
The three of them are very similar, and the three of them know everything. They just have different ways of delivering the fact that they know everything, right? They have a fact on absolutely everything, a story about everything. Whatever happens, it's happened to them or someone that they know better or worse than it happened to that person.
I actually think Fuentes is the leader on this.
Well, okay.
He's got a little bit about it. You don't do it. Tony does it more in a way like, I'm right and you're wrong. You do it in a way.
That's crazy.
You do it more in like, hey, I got a little helpful. I could tell you this. And it's like, do you have a little fact about everything?
They all do it in casually. They do it in very different ways. Tony's the most bombastic of the bunch in regard to this, right?
Mike Fuentes, if you disagree with him, he's like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a fact, and you're arguing with me about a fact. It's wild.
Whatever. What thing are we arguing about right now?
Anything that's a fact, you guys want to argue with me about it. And I'm like, guys, look it up. It's a fact. Whatever. Not the point.
You could look it up. Give me an example, because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Give me a random example of a fact that you might have.
Earlier, I was walking around saying how al-Assad, the ruler of Syria, was invited back to the Arab League and what a controversy it was. And then these guys, well, not these guys, but somebody was like, oh, you know, the president of Syria. They didn't know anything about Syrian civil war, none of that. So, like, everybody was shocked that I know these facts. Okay.
And no one was talking about the Syrian civil war. No one was talking about soccer. He just brought it up out of nowhere. He's like, oh, did you hear? And it's like, we weren't talking about this.
If you're, the other day I was like, oh, man, I've gotten some new Jordans. And like, I really got to clean this guy. Very helpful. Hey, what you can do is sends me a link. He knows exactly how to clean Jordans. It's just no matter what you're talking about, he's got something that can I can help you. I got an
Sorry, he's a learned guy. The guy knows what he's talking about. He does research on stuff, reads things,
many,
interested in different things.
Leather-bound books.
It's crazy. Yeah. Smell of rich mahogany.
It's crazy, bro.
Okay, is the concept, though, is it a competition? Is the concept to have a fact that nobody else knows?
The concept is somehow make fun of these guys.
He knows the concept more than I do.
He can tell you.
True. He's right.
Exactly.
The concept is to make fun of
Tony and Mike and Coogler all at the same time without them knowing it.
Incorrect.
While making them boobs for my show.
Incorrect.
And then everybody gets to laugh with me.
False.
And then we bring it up later and we laugh at them again.
Exactly.
It's a gag.
You like it, Greg?
Exactly.
Exactly. Thanks. Look, a little bit about everything again.
It would be a round table. We would have the three of them there and they'd just be kind of sharing.
It's dinner for schmucks is what you're trying to recreate.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm not your schmuck.
We'd all be learning things because Coogs is similar, but Coogs just drops like Hollywood things and like behind the scenes things.
He hates every comedian, by the way.
And
he doesn't like any comedian. No comedian is funny to him. Everybody, you bring up a guy, oh, that guy sucks. Not funny.
Yeah.
How about this guy? No, not funny. I saw him. He's an asshole.
He's a comedy writer, man. What do you want from him? Oh, wow.
Nobody's funny. Nobody's funny.
Comedy
Except
doesn't
him.
Exist. Comedy
Except
doesn't
him. He's the only guy that's funny. That's crazy.
I'm going to see if he's still out there.
Coogs will always have like a very soft-spoken fact.
That's what I'm saying.
You'll barely hear it. He'll just be like, that was the third time that's happened.
Yeah, like someone else say something. He's like, you know, Eric Andre. And I was like, okay.
A soft-spoken fact and a Diet Coke in hand.
Yeah.
The Coogler way.
The Diet Coke's got to stop.
And then Tony's just,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. I can't eat plain Pringles.
Pringles overall are a bit overrated for me.
Not plain. I don't know. It's like there's too salty. Yeah. Like extra salt on
too salty?
Yeah. Thank you guys for paying attention, by the way.
Why would they be too salty?
I don't know. There's just something about them. I mean,
do you eat saltier chips than that? Like, I think Cape Cod are very salty.
Cape Cods are also
them.
Delicious.
Like kettle cooked chips are very salty.
The best Cape Cod chip is the jalapeno.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, 100%.
Sweet and spicy jalapeno is the number one Cape Cod
flavor. The absolute best.
Little about everything.
I was trying to see how long the two of them would go back and forth with each other about chips, which is not what we discussed talking about. We were gonna play a game, but then the
What's
two of them just started talking about
chips. Because I'm a jalapeno chip connoisseur.
You know what I really like?
Of course you are.
The Dorito. We used to have them here. It comes in like the lime bag, and they twisty, and they're like fiery, but they have like a hint of lime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was called.
That's not my question here. That wasn't my question. My question was, what jalapeno chip is your favorite?
Oh, but I only know like two or three. So it'd probably be Cape Cod.
Really?
Yeah.
You fool.
I know, what a moron.
By the way, we didn't start this. We didn't say to them, hey, do that thing where you guys sound like know-it-alls.
Can I tell you what
I'm
happened
asking
today?
My friend an opinion
about
food.
Yeah, can I have an opinion about food? Like,
we're doing content.
That's crazy.
Is that not what we do?
That's crazy.
This is crazy.
That's crazy. Can I tell you how the idea for the know-it-all segment
dirty
started
chips,
today?
Dirty chips jalapeno, the best. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, are those like the voodoo?
No,
that's voodoos different. Are good though.
Voodoo's
I like
good. But
I'm
no.
trying to get in this game.
So
I know
when
chips.
You go to a pub sub, you know how they have that
yes,
little.
Yes, I do. I know that rack well.
That rack. They have all the dirty chips. They have like jalapeno. They've got like a sweet.
What makes them dirty?
One.
I like their barbecue.
The barbecue one's good.
I gotta say two things about chips. I can't let it slide. Number one, Pringles are artificial chips. Mm. Real chips look down on Pringles.
Preach.
They're preformed. They're just they're the low rung on the chip ladder.
This is why I'm happy you're here, Greg.
And
stuff
the,
like this.
And the other thing is, I got to be honest, the kettle chip, too crunchy. Hmm. Too hard.
And you're a texture guy. Like, you're the type that
I'm telling you.
You know, like a piece of sausage. My dad is something that he likes a char on
a snap.
Thing.
A snap.
So it's interesting. Yeah. I would think you love kettle.
Yeah, so you like not so you like snap, but not too much snap.
The kettle chip is so crunchy that it's I feel like it's competing with my teeth.
Hmm.
You know, and often
who's
winning?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, and the other problem is I'm a loud chewer. I don't chew with my mouth open.
My dad chews. I wish you go get some food so he can do this.
I chew loud.
He chews right with the front.
He won't eat those.
He'll eat it for this experiment. He like doesn't. You know, we chew. You chew with the back. Mm-hmm. You put the food in the back. Mm-hmm. My dad. It seems like he's chewing with his front teeth.
Greg, don't eat that.
You don't want to chew.
Greg, you deserve better than
and
that.
And so when I'm chewing kettle chips, it sounds like what's that? ASMR. Mm-hmm. What does that call?
It sounds, you nailed it.
It sounds like a crazy magnified sound.
Eat the chip.
It's a fake chip.
It is a fake chip.
Right. You know, I'm doing this just for the show.
Yeah. Close to the mic.
Ooh. Nice crunch on that. Mm.
What's it taste like?
It tastes like a preformed chip.
Mm.
Yeah, the flavor is not terrible, but you get the feeling. The potato. Is it a real
potato?
It's a
potato? Chip facade.
Like, what is that?
It's a mirage.
Does it come from a potato?
It's a fake potato.
Did this chip come from the ground?
I don't think so.
I think so.
It comes from a lab.
That's what it's. Feels
so,
like.
So it's like a formed potato paste.
Yeah.
Made into a chip.
Exactly. I like that, Dad. Do that again. Like do it slower. Shh.
Mmm.
See how the food's
makes
like.
Makes me kind
of
hungry.
See how the food's like at the front of his mouth, though?
This particular potato came from Tennessee.
That's a lie.
No, I meant.
Oh.
Well, Tony knows where it came from.
No, it's an actual potato.
They say that. It doesn't really mean anything.
What do you mean they just say that?
You don't think that people put stuff on packages to just say it?
No.
Yes.
Why would they make up it's in Tennessee?
Like what?
What are they hiding?
He probably means the packaging plant is in Tennessee, not the potato was grown there.
If it ain't from Idaho, it ain't a potato.
There you go. See? Greg knows things.
What do people put on packages that's just made up?
Anything. Hey, we've got this. This was pressed in Italy. No, it wasn't. It was pressed in New Jersey. What are we talking about? That happens all the time in the food industry. Wow. I'm not going to start this with you.
It does happen a lot in the supplement industry.
That too.
Supplement.
That too.
And you too.
That too.
Supplement.
True. He's right. He's right.
Like when?
See, thank, you for support, thank you for supporting me, Tony.
But all the, but it's right.
But I, what happened? What I
support.
Look,
truth.
I'm gonna.
That's what I support.
Guys, I'm just gonna tell you right now. I don't know about the supplement industry. Enlighten me.
Okay. Well, where do we start? It's a dirty business.
I don't have much more
like
than
the
that
chips.
For being
honest. Like the chips.
Yeah.
There's
you just
of,
said it happens all the time in the supplement industry,
seen,
and then I said, like, what? And you said, I don't have any more on
I've
this.
Seen well, I have documentaries some. Where they talk about it, and this guy, he made his own supplement. He's like, you can basically put anything you want on this label. Yeah. FDA approved. They don't give a shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Can I just, okay, a couple things before we get back to the supplement industry, because I don't want to lose
it's a dirty game.
What happened here. So you said about people making their own supplements. That's kind of how this whole know-it-all segment started. I kind of, my vision for it, Greg, are you familiar with the Meadowlarkers?
Mm-hmm.
My
what
vision
are they?
For this my vision
podcast.
For this is yeah we have a podcast called the Know-It-Alls but it's like the Meadowlarkers but it's you and Fuentes and Coogs and me in there just kind of learning from the three of you because you were saying that someone makes their own supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Coogs today came in and he made his own salsa that he wanted us to put on all of our sandwiches and all of our food.
That's
he
a little, like, that's a little weird to me.
Well, we did get into that. That's we don't even have
that's
time
like a little
to
Jeffrey
break
Dahmer
down.
Dahmer where he's like, oh, eat the sandwich. And you're like, I don't want to
no
eat
comment.
The sandwich.
No comment.
We did decide that if he was one that kills people, it would be poisoning. It wouldn't
yeah.
be violent.
He doesn't have the stomach for stabbing.
Yeah. So anyways.
Interesting.
What happened is he.
Like death from afar.
Correct.
He brought his sauce that he made himself, salsa, whatever it was, right? And then
like dip salsa like
yeah, yeah.
for chips?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, but he wants you to put it on things like hot sauce.
Because you don't have tortilla chips here.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so they were talking about Chinese restaurants. And then Mike, you'll be surprised to know, knows the way to find the best Chinese restaurants. And it's by going.
Is it the three-star rule?
Yes. See? Why are you guys? You guys are just mad that me and Tony know
rule.
Stuff. You always go to 3.5 stars
yes.
because that way the food is excellent, but the service is crap.
Do you guys hear yourselves?
What?
We're two learned individuals, men of knowledge.
I haven't spoken to Mike about this.
Yeah, at all.
Ever.
Yeah. Nobody in his office has until today. 3.5 stars, the perfect Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
So Coogs then agreed with it.
See?
And
Tropical
do.
Chinese, 3.5 stars.
And then out of nowhere,
he pulls out a bag from a Chinese restaurant from his backpack just to one-up him, because that's what the three of them do.
That's exactly what happened. He's not even lying.
What did he have inside?
He brought his sauce. Oh, yeah, in a Chinese bag. Just waiting for someone to talk to him about a bag or something so he could take it out and show everybody.
The stars aligned for the Chinese restaurant take. It was pretty perfect.
I love that.
Speaking of stars, I got a game for you guys.
Are we going back to the dirty supplement business?
If you want, we can. I don't know anymore.
Very quickly.
I think I can do this in 5 minutes. But I saw another TikTok about celebrity names.
Yours is...
Okay. He wants to talk about TikTok right now. We'll get to the supplements maybe later.
This is celebrity
How's
names.
How's it going, Greg?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Greg will actually appreciate this.
The know-it-alls might work, right? You're kind of seeing it play out in real time.
You know, I am. My own podcast has a bit called Three Facts Jack. I just wanted to make sure there was no copyright infringement, but it sounds like we're good.
What podcast is that?
The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. Yeah.
What's the merch store link?
I don't know. Christopher, what is it?
TheGregCodyShow.com/shop.
Okay. There you go.
I'll have you guys know, in my car right now, I have a nice hat sitting there.
Very nice.
You're exhausting.
It's a beautiful thing.
You bought a nice hat and you have it in there.
Nice.
It's in the cart.
You wanted to talk about TikTok. Now you're talking about the hats he's talking about.
I don't want to talk about TikTok. It's just something I saw on TikTok. TikTok is a vehicle. It's like YouTube. It's like TV.
Yeah, we got four minutes.
Okay. So I found out a bunch of celebrities that have stage names, but their real names are interesting. And I got one for you specific, Billy.
For me?
Right?
Tony knows.
So I'm going to go through this small list. I want you guys to see if I know. Tony has to go last. Yeah, give an educated guess.
I bet I know.
I'll start with Chris. We'll do the Codys first, then Billy, and then Tony. Okay, number one. Karen Elaine Johnson. Who is that?
I'm cooked.
Karen Elaine Johnson.
Yeah.
Kesha.
Incorrect.
That's not a bad guess.
That's not a bad guess.
I mean, who knows? Anything could be a good guess.
Beyonce.
No, her name is actually Beyonce.
I don't know. What do I know?
Billy.
My turn?
Yeah.
Cher?
No, not a bad guess.
Is it?
Yeah. Tony has no idea. Okay.
Tony doesn't know celebrities.
That's one part that I'm a little bit...
That is the real name of one Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow. Oh, I looked her up the other day for some reason. Because we were talking about stage names. Anyway. Well,
wait, so you looked that up and
her
didn't
name
know the
isn't
answer.
Whoopi Goldberg?
I forgot. It was last week.
I don't know how you land on Whoopi Goldberg from Karen Elaine Johnson, but that's out. Okay, here's another one.
This is a good game.
Is she the only Whoopi on Earth?
Yeah, well, she's Karen.
Well, but the only human.
Another classic.
The Whoopi cushion is a classic, though, Greg.
That's true.
Agree.
You got that right.
This one. Thomas Mapother IV. Thomas Mapother IV. Chris Cody?
Kid Rock.
No. Greg Cody?
Ben Franklin.
Not quite a movie star, but...
Is this only movies?
These are all movie stars. These are all movie stars.
It's only movies.
Billy.
Okay.
Thomas Mapother IV.
Tom Cruise.
Boom. He got it. Tom Cruise.
I was gonna say Tom Cruise next too.
Yeah. Okay, this one.
I was gonna say it next.
No, because the only Tom I know is Tom Cruise.
That's the only Tom you know.
Yeah. Nah, Tom Hiddleston.
That one had like a little hint in it. Okay, we'll go real quick. Margaret Mary Emily Ann.
This is a terrible game.
No, we have two more. Margaret Mary Emily Ann. Stop Googling, Chris.
What?
You're disqualified. Greg, your turn.
What? Anne Margaret.
No.
Anne Hathaway.
No.
Damn it. That's what I was going to say.
Margaret Mary Emily Ann.
I don't know, man.
Meg Ryan is Margaret. Ooh, wow. Okay, wow. And this is, I have.
There's so many celebrities out there. This is a very tough game.
Well, because sometimes it gives you like a little hint within the name.
That last name had like seven first names.
It did. Eric Marlon Bishop. Who is that? Chris is disqualified again. Eric Marlon Bishop. He's now feeding Greg Cody the name.
I know this one.
Okay.
Then let Tony go.
I don't know.
Tony, we'll skip.
Marlon Wayans.
Also wrong.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is the answer.
Really?
I think
I'm good at this.
You can't trust you guys or fucking anything. You know? God damn it, Chris.
We're trying to help you, bro. It's a bad game.
And the final one, I'm going to go straight to Billy. Mark Sinclair. Who is Mark Sinclair, Billy?
That's Vin Diesel.
Boom. He actually got it. There you go. Fast
five. I fed him that one, too.
And that concludes random movie names. There you go.
All right. Wow.
Woo. Anyway, so supplements. It's not really a relegated industry. The FDA loosely has a hand on it, but, you know, supplements.
Relegated,
schmegulated, whatever. Anyway, supplements. You got anything else, Tony?
Nobody.
No?
I don't have anything.
You came in with nothing?
No. You know what? He said it all.
Yeah.
You guys are supposed to know things. You're the know-it-alls.
Yeah,
you're also not asking me anything.
Yeah, just like go, and it's that kind of bores me. Like, no, I don't want it to be like, go tell me everything you know. It's like, I want to have a dialogue with you.
I asked you before if you could bring facts today. You said
I did. Yeah. I have facts about other things.
What facts?
Dietary supplements.
You know, as shitty as a game as that was, at least it gave us something to talk about. Yeah. Now we're all just staring at each other, 50 seconds left.
Well,
yeah.
Well, the facts thing was a different game, right?
It was just have a fact about something so we could talk.
Okay. Did you know in this weird fact game that if you do 30 minutes in a sauna per week, your chances of dying of a cardiovascular episode go down by about like 60%.
I should have had more actor names.
What does that mean?
If you go into a sauna at least 30 minutes per week,
self-explanatory, I thought,
your chances of dying of a cardiovascular disease go down by like more than 50%.
But not sooner. You just won't die of that.
What? Am I speaking a different language?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mike, Tony, what is the most, like, what are some of the most popular cereals?
We're not in this, Greg.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes for sure.
Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios. Honey Bunches of Oats, underrated cereal.
Yeah, kind of an old man cereal.
Yeah,
sorry,
but it's
Greg.
Delicious. Honey Bun, no, man. Old man cereal is like Raisin Bran.
That's the same thing.
Wheaties.
It's the same thing.
You know. Is the Wheaties box still a big thing?
No.
Do we still really, do that? Right? We
don't it's
do
Jump that the Shark Wheaties box.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Really?
I still see people on a Wheaties cover.
Who's the most recent?
But it's not a big
Wheaties
deal,
athlete?
Right?
Do we know? Can anybody mention it?
The last one I can think of, and this is a couple of years ago, was Simone Biles, the gymnast.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw her on a Wheaties box.
The internet.
Fairly
the internet will tell us.
You guys just don't know this off the top of your head?
I'm on the Wheaties website, and Simone Biles is the headline.
Still?
Like on here, so. It says Simone box number 2. I don't know what that means.
I see Serena. So Serena's had one recently.
So they're on their second Simone box.
Hmm. I don't know.
It looks like they're in reruns. I see Simone Biles. I see Muhammad Ali. I see Michael Jordan.
Oh, wow.
They're playing the hits.
Yeah, they're going exactly.
Off from back in the day.
Yeah, the budget must be.
What?
People aren't buying Wheaties. What do Wheaties taste like? I've never had
I like Wheaties.
Wheaties.
They're underrated.
Yeah.
Really? What do they taste like?
They get soggy very quickly.
That's the problem with them, I think.
Yeah. You know, if you over-milk them,
yeah,
you better be eating quick.
Yeah, it's like wet newspaper.
What you do, basically, you take a little spoon with a Wheatie into the mouth, and then you kind of, like, squish down on the Wheatie and, like, get that sugar. And like let it's almost like you're filtering all the milk down into your throat. So what's left is just the Wheatie.
Hmm,
but you've sucked all the flavor out of it. So like when you swallow like this.
But what is the flavor?
It's like that. The white frosting is like a sweet sugar. But other than that, it's just kind of like a grainy.
So it's like a.
It's a grainy taste with like a sweetness on it.
It's like a Frosted Flake?
No. Frosted Flake is like it tastes like a grain. It's like it's. Kind of gross.
It's
without the sugar, it's gross.
That other wheat cereal's terrible.
I remember throwing sugar on my Wheaties when I was a kid because my dad like insisted on eating them.
My Wheaties don't have sugar.
Yeah, mine are nothing. Yeah,
mine are regular Wheaties.
What? You guys don't... Oh, I'm doing Frosted. Like, well, Frosted mini Wheaties.
Right. I don't See, that's a whole different thing.
That's all I think of when I think of Wheaties.
That's a whole different thing.
Dude, Frosted mini Wheaties.
I've never had... I've never had... I mean, they're better than just Wheaties, though.
Those are terrible. Frosted mini Wheaties are delicious.
You guys prefer Wheaties to Frosted mini Wheaties?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
No, I'm a Frosted mini Wheats guy.
You gotta go
Frosted mini Wheats. It's like eating like the wheat plant, like that's biting it off a wheat.
But if you get it,
I don't want that.
But aren't regular Wheaties just that without the sugar?
I don't know. Plant. That's what I was asking. Yeah, like the wheat.
You eat just wheat.
Yeah, the plant of wheat.
I would tell you to look up the box to see what's in it, but as we learned, that's just made up.
Thank you.
You can put anything on that box.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now you get it.
It's not real. It's made up.
You can't trust big wheat.
Yeah.
You can't trust big anything, to be honest.
There was a guest.
What?
There was a guest.
Did you just get a text?
Yeah, you looked at me.
Yeah, I did. No, I got a text.
There was a guest.
Yeah, there was a, what? Oh, there was a guest many, many years ago, and I'm probably thinking like 2017 on the show, and nobody can remember this guest, but it was one of the things that like wowed me as
Whoopi
far
Goldberg.
As the guest goes. No. Whoopi. Was she running 17? No. So there was a guest that came on that talked about the things that you can find in foods at supermarkets. And one of the things he said was in the grated Parmesan, like, thing that you put on your spaghetti.
Love it.
It's like 10% like wood sawdust. And I was like, wow, that can't be true. But then I looked it up, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds good.
Wait, what? You looked it up, and you don't know if it's
true
or not?
Yeah, I couldn't find, like, hey, X what brand
was that?
I find that hard to believe.
What was that?
It was a guest. What do you? I don't know.
I know, but you told this story that had no ending.
No,
it was this guest said this one thing. I looked it up and I couldn't find it, so I don't know if it's real or not.
Right, because we were talking about how people can just put whatever they want in food, and then you're like, oh wow, this
wow. Like actually, Tony, Time Magazine, 2016, the FDA is warning pasta and pizza lovers that cheese labeled 100% Parmesan are often filled with cheese substitutes like wood pulp.
There's also an
but that, you looked it up and couldn't find what I did.
Yeah, you
what
found
is
it
that
pretty
a cheese substitute.
You found it pretty quick. Some people, if, well, because you know, it, if you're down on your luck, you can't find cheese.
It's because it's the grated cheese, right? Like the one that you know, the one that you come out
it's
of.
It's like mulch,
yeah.
Right?
So
right.
They just throw it in there.
It continues. Yes, you've been eating wood, thanks to companies like Castle Cheese, which produce Parmesan cheese containing no actual Parmesan for almost 30 years.
Wow. You know, there's
and they say 100% cheese. So you can kind of slap whatever you want on a label and actually just sell it to people that are gullible enough to buy it.
Why are you so
imagine that?
Why are you so defensive
about everything?
That's not defensive.
You know what it is,
that's
Tony?
Not defensive. You're very defensive.
It's not that you're defensive.
He is defensive.
It's that he
there's
like
defensive
no. It's like
it.
He ratchets his volume up to 7,000 and then he starts doing the point thing. So like I got one right. You know, and like
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You know what else Tony does a lot?
Guys laugh.
He knows more about
you. You know what else Tony does a lot? And this isn't a knock on Tony. He does this thing. He does like. This
I talk
thing.
With my hands. I'm Cuban. My bad.
No. But you do this specifically. You know, Stu has this.
Yeah, right? I talk with my hands.
But this specifically, like when you're blocking people off, you'll do this number.
Yeah. Okay.
That's smart. That's the way to do it.
Thank you, Greg.
You know that there's an acceptable amount of bug parts that can go into your food too, right?
Correct. Don't forget that when a certain fast food corporation, I'm not going to say anything because they could be potential sponsors at one point.
I like that.
I know. And you like this restaurant in particular. You go to it.
You said fast food, I'm in.
Right.
Whatever it is.
But remember, there was a certain percentage.
Did you see the Jokic brothers allegedly, or Jokic allegedly drinks 3 liters of Coke a day?
That's not good for him.
It's not bad for him.
He was also.
He should be three-time MTV.
Yeah. He was also drafted.
MTV?
Yeah. He was also drafted during a Taco Bell commercial because he was late in the second round. So they just drafted him. And then when they came back, we picked this guy.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No.
No, that's an interesting point. Interesting.
Okay.
Wait, he was watching a Taco Bell?
No.
It was in a commercial break.
Second round of the draft. So they went to commercial during the second round because who gives a shit about the second round? Since he was drafted, during the break, the draft pick comes in. They announce him. It goes to the next guy. So they just flash a graphic. Oh, they pick Nikola Jokic or whatever.
Yeah.
He was just a graphic guy.
Okay, who cares?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was just like a quick mention and we were moving on.
So back to acceptable parts of certain things, right? There was a conspiracy, or maybe it was proven, I'm not 100% sure, about a certain fast food chain.
You seem like a big conspiracy guy.
I love conspiracies.
Yeah.
I love conspiracies.
Yeah.
I love conspiracies.
Did you ever text Billy Corbin about aliens?
No, it's David Sampson.
Sorry.
It's me and Sampson that talk about aliens.
Did you guys do that?
No, but we're going to jump on a pod together at some point.
Oh.
You and Corbin?
No.
Are you going to talk about Wi-Fi?
Me and Sampson. Sampson liked the idea. He liked
the Egyptian Wi-Fi,
I
think?
He liked it.
Okay.
Anyways, more importantly, there was a certain amount of rat feces or hair that was found in certain burgers of a certain fast food chain, right? And that was a big deal back in like the 90s and early 2000s. And they were saying 100% all beef patty. It wasn't so.
Well, you know, by saying that slogan, you probably gave away who the restaurant is. So
wasn't,
thanks for that.
Twasn't so.
Right, Greg? Twasn't so?
I mean, as Nelly Doogie always said, you got to eat a peck of dirt before you die.
That's exactly right.
But rat hair?
Yeah. I'm fine not knowing what's in my food.
Me too. Just
really?
Give it to me.
Why?
Let it taste good.
I don't need to know if there's cockroaches inside the kitchen. Like, don't give me those reports. I'm fine.
But you're also giving an example. Like, just because there was a piece of shrimp and one cinnamon toast, like, I'm still eating cinnamon toast.
Yeah. I think that was fake.
Yeah. And like, you never heard that saying?
Wasn't there a finger in somebody's chili one time?
That was also fake. That was also they were trying to.
How do you know that, Fuentes?
Yeah, they were trying to get one over. Yeah, no.
The Taco Bell thing was like the most perfect example of that. It's like we're talking about one thing. It's like, you know, it's drafted during the Taco Bell.
No, like, you were talking about Joker's drinking
Fuentes,
soda.
That was weird. Come on.
He drinks 3 liters of Coke a day.
Yeah, it's like half of Billy's intake.
Works for him.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've cut down.
He used to. He doesn't do it anymore.
We just gotta get Coogs now, like down on his.
It's never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
He's a. Creature of habit.
Greg Cody was a big Diet Coke drinker at one point. And he's weeded off of it.
And you know what? It's funny you should mention that. I had a Diet Coke earlier today for the first time in like months. Mm. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Like the taste.
I used to be a big Diet Coke guy. Yeah, not as big as Coogler. But as as I start drinking
you
Diet
also
Coke,
talk with your hands a lot. Just I don't know if you're not aware of it. You also talk with your hands
no,
a lot.
No, but they're different.
Oh. Your hand is directly in front of the camera.
The difference is Tony starts here.
I do this.
Fuentes Tony does this thing, and like from multiple instances where I might do this hand here.
He knows how Tony does. He knows it all.
It's like sign language watching these guys talk.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, I'm Cuban, man. That's what I do.
You know what?
All right.
How about that?
Wow. Don't try to talk. It's hard.
Put his hands in
it's really hard to talk without your hands.
Yeah, we can't hear you now because you're not gesturing.
Speak up.
I don't know what you're saying, actually.
Yeah, speak
Can you
up.
Say something?
No, I'm done with you guys.
Okay.
Greg, I have a question for you since Mike, I guess, has quit on the show that he produces. Do you think that Tony would have this mustache if he was not a married man? Because this is...
Brother,
this is,
let me tell you something.
This is something that you do when you're secure in your relationship. Because I feel like if he was not married, this is not the look that he would be going for.
Honestly, and I don't mean this as a criticism. I'm surprised he has that mustache because he's a married man.
My wife loves it.
See, because my wife hates facial hair.
Yeah.
And I don't speak for... I don't know. What do other women feel like? Like, Christopher, your wife doesn't particularly... She would like you to shave, no?
No.
No, I think I think this
like,
is a generational...
Literally the exact opposite. Yeah. When I shaved, she was like, oh.
This is a generational...
Really?
Yeah, this is a generational thing, Greg.
How could you be so off on that?
Yeah. Okay. Because my dad hated when we had beards. And then, you know, so but now it's like way more... And I think Tony's the only guy in the whole building that can pull that off.
Thank you.
And the only thing I don't like, I like when your hair is longer and you have the mustache.
When my hair's longer, like when I had like
when you
my
had
old
it,
hair
correct.
Style?
I think it looked better with the mustache than this does.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
This haircut was a downgrade.
Yeah. Because, dude, you have good hair. Like, let it be.
Thank you.
You know?
There's that one guy that said I was going bald.
Yeah, I got
on
an idiot.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Who? Wait, what?
You guys are some guy.
Some guy talking shit because he
Because it was just because he had, like just got it his haircut. I'm like Tony has like one of the best hairlines I've seen.
You fought with this person on Instagram?
No. I told him. I go. This guy says you're bald. I'm like, this is just incorrect. Like
top
just,
five hairlines.
Ooh. Taylor's got a great hairline.
Yeah, but Taylor's young too. He has
that's true.
He's 30. I think.
He hasn't
29?
Lived. 29.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 2 years younger than I am.
Does Stu Gatz have a good hairline?
He wasn't the same after the Feinbaum. Like that
really?
Legit messed up his
really?
Hair.
Really?
He had a little bit of a bald spot like for a couple years. It grew back, but it took a little bit of time to fill in all the way. Like it did mess him up a little bit, the Feinbaum thing.
Lewis is like a chia pet.
Yeah.
That guy grows hair like crazy. He told me the other day, he's like, you know what? What if I grew hair like long hair? I was like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Good story.
The only really envious thing I have here is Danny's beard. Danny like has the best beard I've ever seen. Yeah. Mm. Like
I want so
man's beard right there.
Yeah. Danny is a behind the scenes video guy for us, and I've been hearing about this voicemail.
He's stunt Dan.
He apparently has a voicemail where he calls him, it rings, and then he picks up. Hey, it's Danny.
Hi, it's Danny.
But apparently, when I tried to call him the other day, it was just like you've reached
call
blah
right
blah
now.
Blah.
Call him right now.
The reason is Greg is he set up his voicemail when he was 12 years old and has never changed it. So it's a it's child version of him on his voicemail.
No way.
Allegedly, I haven't heard it,
so
but that's the story.
He hadn't gone through puberty yet?
Yeah, he just set it up on his first phone as a child and has never changed it.
All right, so I'm going to call him. We're going to try it. If we don't hear it, I'm going to see if he can come to air.
He's listening to everything we're saying.
I know.
He's like 30 feet away.
I want him to come to air. If this doesn't work, hangs out of my hat. I want Danny to come to air and mimic what it sounded like. But hold on. Here we go.
Will he let it go to voicemail?
Yeah, he'll let it go.
Great content.
Yeah, this is great.
Great content.
Here it comes.
Your call.
See, Danny.
He changed it. Man.
And then he'll say up and down, oh no, I didn't change it.
Yeah.
Can Danny just come in here and speak into the mic what it would have sounded like?
Maybe that was Danny imitating a woman's voice. Do you ever think of that?
Could be. Billy, the funny thing about the mustache is I used to not do it, right? And there was one day where I was like, I think everybody does this with their significant other. When you have a full beard or you've got a lot of facial hair and you trim it or shave it to do something wacky, just for your wife or your significant other, and you're just like, ha, look, I look like a closer in AAA. Like, I have, like, a full Fu Manchu and then, like, just the patch, or just I take everything else except the patch off, or I do, like, mutton chops, and I'll just be like, hey, I'm just doing this, and then she gets upset. One day I did it with just the mustache, and then I was like, I'm leaving it. I'm not changing it. It was during the pandemic, and then after, like, a week, she's like, you know what? It works. I like it. You kind of have, like, a Captain Morgan's situation going on. You have the mustache and then the chin hair.
Yeah, I can only grow facial hair, like a mustache, a little bit, like a soul patch, and some here. And then it gets patchy on the sides. Like, if it went long enough, it would fill in somewhat, but it looks nasty. And, like, what your question earlier is...
There's actually a name for Billy's beard. It's called the Van Dyke. I learned that from Ted Lasso, since you guys
I like the Captain Morgan, though, better.
It looks good on you, too, Billy. Not gonna lie.
The mustache? We should just do mustaches together.
No, but see, he has to do like a mustache and then a little thing here.
No, but do that look good on Billy. Just a mustache.
You guys all want to do it?
We should all do it.
I'm not shaving my beard.
Yeah, well.
He did it already once.
Yeah, I did that. I saw that.
See
that?
Yeah, but you didn't leave the mustache.
Chris shaves his mustache. Like, if anything, Chris has the rest, just not the mustache.
Didn't it grow back like in 3 days? Didn't you like sneeze and a new beard came out?
Yeah, I mean, it grows back like within a week. But it's just I prefer the beard.
My wife has requested, Greg, that I shave because when I like, you know, like have my daughters, like, you know, gives me a kiss or I give her a kiss. Like, I think that the hair like irritates her skin a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been asked to like shave as much as I can. Plus, it looks terrible.
Well, Billy, when I look at you right now, I don't see a man with a mustache. I see a man who hasn't shaved in a couple of days. But do you consider yourself having a mustache?
Right now? Not at all. No, I actually shaved on Sunday night.
Okay.
So I think
shaved, like razor shave.
Wow, so 5 days.
Yeah. So I shaved with a razor. So I my schedule right now,
like
I
with
think,
shaving cream.
Yeah, with shaving cream. Wow. Dollar Shave Club.
Really?
Shaving cream.
Yeah, I use their trimmer. I use Dollar Shave Club trimmer.
DSC.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I shave. I think that my ideal timeline is probably just to keep this like I do it twice a week, right? Because once a day is overkill, right? Like I'm fine with a little bit of like this stubble. And then it starts getting, like you were saying, you see kind of like the mustache. And you
the
see
5 o'clock
look.
Shadow. Kind
yeah, of and because I don't have a full face of hair, it looks just kind of
gross. When did you do your mustache, Tony? Because you're already in the 5 o'clock, too.
Yeah, I did it. That's the...
So it's been a few days, because you have to think about it.
Saturday,
okay.
Saturday this past week.
6 days.
You shaved the rest of your face.
Yeah, I trim. I never shave.
Well, if we're on TV, it's been 7 days.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Last week.
Yeah.
It was in combination with my haircut.
Do you get gray in your beard?
Do you have the barber cut your facial hair, or you
never.
Do it yourself? I've never had them cut my facial hair.
No, I do. I only like it when he does it.
Really?
And then like I have a really specific
window. Which one of your barbers?
That's none of your damn business, Billy. Yeah, but
I like the beard. I get my beard like
trimmed up. It's better. And then I have like a very small window of when it looks good, because then I have a lot of gray coming out of my beard. Like, I don't know if you guys see my brother. He looks like a snowball.
Yeah, I like the little gray.
Yeah, but I don't mind it in my hair. I hate it in my beard.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it right now. It doesn't look bad.
I'm not going to color it, but it's just
you
not
should
a
come
fan
in
of
one day with just like a black shoe polish beard.
Jet black beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we be sick?
When I go for a haircut, she thins out my eyebrows. Is that weird? Or
no.
Is that common?
One of my guys does that too.
Yeah?
Yeah, he'll like put a like an attachment and he'll do it real fast. Yeah.
What about the...
I need to have that done.
What about, do you guys ever get the note? Like, does he ever do the thing
the wax?
The really like the one that when you're getting a zero, like that, he'll like with the very corner of it,
you just go
around like in the nose to get like
I want
to. It's kind of gross because it's like he's using it on the next person. Yeah. Like that part's a little odd.
Yeah, I want to do the thing where they put the wax on like the lollipop
me
stick.
Too.
And just
black
that.
Wax.
Yeah, I want to do that.
I want to do that
because Greg Cody has, you know,
some strays
given me hairy noses like that. Of all like the things, like, you know,
gotta get the right tool, man.
My wife
little things
like once. like every 3 weeks, my wife's like, you gotta trim the nose hairs. Yeah. You know, like it gets, yeah. And I would appreciate you guys in the future if you ever see if it's getting away from me.
Oh, me too.
Just hit me with it because any it can happen. Hair,
please let me know.
Mike often will be like, bat in the cave, and I'll just be like, it's just the hair.
Can I ask a sports question?
Yes.
Because this just came to
is
me
this
now.
Sports
show? I don't know what this is. This just came to me now. Do you think it's possible that Carmelo Anthony retired this week because he knew that the Denver Nuggets were going to make the finals and he wanted to be honored in some sort of ceremony during the NBA
he
finals
wants a
in
montage.
Denver?
Yeah,
like because he just retired now. They just made the finals. Now is the time to have him come out and do whatever it is that they do
this
before
might be your take
the
of the
games.
Week, Billy.
Well, here's
a good take.
The issue. It is, yeah. What about this? Think about this. They're going to honor Carmelo.
Yeah.
But Jokic wears the same number.
Mm-hmm.
What number do they retire with what jersey? Because if you're Melo, you're hoping that they retire 15. But Jokic is a two-time, should be three-time MVP. And if they win a championship and bring a championship to Denver that Carmelo could never bring, who gets retired?
This is actually the PR guy's fault from the beginning.
For giving him the number?
Correct. Because now there's like a... Now you're going to have this thing because obviously if Jokic wins the title, you're going to give him – like he didn't go running to New York. You know what I mean? So
well, you could just retire 2-15.
Yeah, you can just put 15-15. But
yeah, but then you're going to have to retire Melo's 15 when Jokic retires.
Oh, yeah. This is the bed they made. Well, they have to lay in it.
I'm just thinking outside the box.
What is that even? Is that like
a
catchphrase?
Hey, look, listen. I did the Billy two-hand clap thing, so it's done.
You say that – he says that's a thing that I do, but he does that more than I do.
Like, I learned it from you.
Conversation with me, he goes, oh, yeah.
Why, only with you. I don't walk into my mom's house. Hey, mom, pasta. What's up? I only do it when I talk to you. Yeah, I don't know. She's making food.
Making pasta?
Can we talk about your cruise? He went on an adults-only cruise, Greg.
Whoa.
A virgin voyage.
Have you ever been on one?
Maybe.
Started out a virgin
voyage. I have never been on an adult cruise.
Wait,
I've been on a disco cruise.
I was going to say, Dad, didn't you go on some disco that I took
to mean a swingers cruise?
Well, you went on a swingers cruise? I
mean,
you
know, what are we talking
wait,
about?
Wait, hold
here?
On a second. You went on a swingers cruise?
I mean, when the boat is rocking, don't come knocking. Am I right? Come on now. I'm just saying. No, it was a disco cruise.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
What were your rules?
And you know it.
What were your rules?
There are no rules, just
safe
right.
word.
No,
wow, Outback.
Right. No, there's no rules. I mean, it was a disco cruise, which was so strange because it's the kind of thing where they have all these has-been acts without the real people in them. Like you see
Casey and the Sunshine Band without Casey.
Well, that was the exception. Oh. That was like the
headliner. Oh, they had Casey.
Yeah.
They got Casey.
They get for
headliner.
The disco cruise.
That was the headliner. But I want to say this. This was a couple of years ago. KC was really overweight.
Oh.
I mean, I'm talking about 300.
More like KFC in the Sunshine Band.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
No, that was his joke.
Oh, wow.
That was his joke. He himself
made the joke?
You know, he's weighs 350 pounds. He's still doing all the disco spins and everything.
No way.
And he was so self-conscious that was his joke.
Huh. Maybe you said it before, and that's where I had it subconsciously.
Yeah, way to step on my punchline. But
I'm just being funny.
But the rest of the acts were like Harold Melvin funny. And the Blue Notes without Harold Melvin.
So just the Blue Notes?
Just the Blue Notes?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Was Harold Melvin too expensive, or is he still with us?
I think he was no longer with us at that point.
Did you go? Did you take like attire, like clothing appropriate?
I did, actually.
For it? Yeah. What do you wear on a disco cruise?
I actually should wear it on the show next Tuesday.
You should. Ooh, yeah. You should.
Big lapel, right? Big lapel.
It's my disco. I don't want to give it away, but it is definitely a disco era shirt.
Whatever it is, don't tell us what it is. Whatever it is, wear it next week when you're in here, but
don't
tell
mention it,
anyone.
Yeah,
yeah and see why it is. If they ask you why it is that you're wearing that,
yes,
and then we'll know. Whether they listen to the Mystery Crate or not, and if they're supporting our projects.
Exactly.
I like it. That's a good test.
Do you have bell-bottom pants that went with that shirt?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Don't have them ruin the outfit.
No platforms with goldfish in them?
No, but I lived through the disco era, and I did used to wear bell-bottoms, and they used to have pants called flares.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want the full bell-bottom, you got the flare, which was like a mini bell-bottom.
Yeah.
But I had...
They're coming back.
Yeah, flares
are they?
Back.
Jack, I got a picture of me somewhere wearing like... 4-inch platform heels.
No way.
Hell yeah.
Like white 4-inch platform heels.
How was the hair?
Back then, I had some.
Did you have,
yeah. It was really good.
But did you afro it, or did you?
No, I never could do an afro unless I got slick a perm. Back kind of look? Unless I got a perm. It was more like a.
Did you get perms?
Yeah, no, I didn't. No.
Never?
Oh. It was like, I think I did once, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
It looked awful.
Never again, yeah.
No, but I used to, in that era, I used to have like shoulder length hair, like hippie type.
Nice.
You know, rock and roll hair.
Yeah. Fuentes, how was your swingers cruise?
My adults only cruise is fantastic.
Yeah.
There was.
It does have a connotation of swingers when you say adults only.
Yeah, it does.
Because you could just say, hey, I went on a cruise.
What did they have on this cruise?
Well, but that's the big selling point for Virgin is that. By the way, Virgin, I'll mention you every day on this show if you somehow reach out to me.
Be careful because we may have a cruise.
Were there things like on the cruise compass that like they're not going to say like, hey, we're a swinger ship, but there's like at 7 p.m. come for cocktail hour.
Yeah, what were the names of the activities?
Emphasize
that maybe,
cock.
There was
clothing optional.
Definitely didn't say it like that.
Were there pineapples being served? You know,
no.
Like that.
See, that would have been
important.
That would have been a
Did
dead
you
giveaway.
See any pineapples
no,
anywhere?
No. But you know what? Now that I think of it, now I'm thinking every time I might have seen one. There was a trivia question.
Pineapples
were
a common. Thing pineapples are
no,
a common
among
thing
swingers,
on cruise
yes.
ships.
Among swingers,
no,
yes,
no,
yes.
No, on cruise ships.
It's a swingers
it's
thing.
A swingers
What's the
thing
with the
if,
swingers?
If you're ever walking around pineapple. A grocery cart and you see a pineapple on a grocery cart on a person, that they're
it's
fishing.
What if they're just
down,
buying
yeah.
a
yeah,
pineapple?
Yeah, what if they're buying a pineapple?
No, it has to be upside down.
Upside
that's
down
why,
on the top
a
part.
Minute. What does pineapple have to do with
Hold
swing?
On a second.
I'm going to do that to
I don't make the rules.
Yo, can we do a video bit where I walk around a store with my pineapple upside down and see how long someone's like, not that people are going
to do it. When you do it, you're going
to
be like, hey,
just walk by. I'd be like,
very dangerous game playing.
Time out. Everybody pause. Time out. Do this on your subscription on Instagram where you have a pineapple upside down
though.
And just be like, hey, yeah. You know what this means? Hey,
you know,
hey.
No, we'll do
and
it.
Then have an affair.
And we'll do it.
Hey,
we'll
you want fuck?
Chris.
We'll do it for 10 minutes at a time and then you just break it up into minute long videos. Boom, you have content for a year.
Of the same pineapple content?
Yeah,
with the same shirt on?
How do you both know this pineapple thing? So you put a pineapple upside down in your shopping cart.
A little bit
cart
about everything.
You want to have a shopping?
Down,
you want to have an affair?
You're down for swingers action.
That's
pineapple
what it
is a very swinger
it,
friendly.
There's another thing. Isn't a like a black wedding ring?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've heard that if you put like if you have different color wedding rings and you have a black one on,
you have
like,
a black one on.
No, it's like gray.
Okay, well,
yeah, it's like a slate.
I'm gonna look this up.
So wait, hold on a second. So if you have an upside down pineapple, it means that
in the shopping cart at the grocery store,
you want to swing, not just
you're
like you're down for like some sort of
correct.
You know.
How did
you're
that start?
In swinging.
Can you explain that?
I cannot explain to you the origins of swinging and pineapples. I can just tell you that they're for sure a thing.
And does that work?
I don't know if it works. I've never tried it.
I was trying to.
Not
see
big
if
of a
could get
not,
them,
not right. a swinger.
Hmm.
A one woman yeah. guy.
There you go.
We good have 30 seconds.
And
to
she likes the
everything.
Mustache, you know, so yeah. I can rock it.
Hey,
come on.
We got 30 seconds to promote everything. 25 now.
And you know it.
And you know it. So, Greg, what podcast are you on?
It's the Greg Cody Show, oddly enough. I couldn't think of a better name, so I just named it after myself.
I like that one, though.
Thank you.
There you go. Who else?
Cinephile. Anthony Ramos is on. We're doing Billy Madison. I made add Dan White. For my birthday, he agreed to watch Billy Madison.
You what?
10 seconds.
The Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody.
Billy.
We had Tim Legler on Stupidity, but that's old now because
and
the series have wrapped.
Check out Southby Sessions.
Yeah, you know, let's get it right.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.